6. Here we are at last in the room where most family life took place, the kitchen. A large kitchen which was used as a dining room, living room and family room. This is where the hearth was and where the family ate. At such a small table, you might ask. No. In this house, in wintertime, they didn't eat at the table. They ate around the fire, with their plates in their hands. This is also where the women would darn and sew, where the men made sheep collars and other articles, and everyone, young and old, chatted and gossiped. In the 1930s, the wireless arrived, and decades later, in the 50s and 60s, along came television. These two inventions, as well as the arrival of the first household appliances, brought a big change to the way people lived in this room. On one side, we can see the hearth and various items that were common in 19th century kitchens. We have the hearth hooks, an amazing piece of wrought iron that was used to hang the cooking pots over the fire. This was one of the most symbolic and important objects in the home, because, according to what old people tell us, everything in the house could be lost except the hearth hooks. We can also see the andiron, an iron arm that helped to keep the food warm and allowed one to eat in front of the fire. Next to the hearth, near the ground, there's a hole in the wall. This is where they'd put the ashes from the embers to be reused. So you see, recycling isn't just a 21st century issue. Do you know what they used them for? As washing powder for cleaning white clothes. Strange, right? Right in front of the door, we can see the kitchen sink where one washed the kitchen utensils and hung buckets and pails. Until the mid-20th century, there was no running water in these houses, and you would have to go and fetch water from the spring and carry it home in buckets. On the floor, you'll see a stick. This is the yoke that made it easier to carry two buckets on one's shoulders. If you look closely, you can see that the year is inscribed on it, 1898. On the right is the kitchen dresser, where they kept all the plates and cooking utensils, and the work counter on which the meat was prepared. Shall we make our way to the straw loft?